surprisingly, I think climate change was evident to me before I even knew that word or that there were global trends. When I worked out on the Tohono O'odham Reservation right after graduating from college, I was helping elderly farmers with planting their fields and improving the water harvesting for them. And these old men would say, you know, it's not like farming in the old days. The rains are dying. The traditional knowledge of the farmers I was working with was actually more precise than the tools we had to look at climate change at that time. More recently, when I was teaching up at NAU, I did a little children's book with a Native American elder from the Seri Indian tribe on the Gulf of California, Amalia Storga, who's sort of a cultural treasure keeper of her community with stories and crafts and songs. And about 4 years ago, I think now, a hurricane came off the coast of Baja California, crossed the Gulf, and everyone in the coastal villages were alerted to evacuate the villages. And she had flu and could not be moved. She was so sick she couldn't move. And before anyone could get back into the village, she died of thirst. And so to me, these aren't things that are going to happen in the future, but events that are upon us now, and the poor and the most marginalized in our society are the ones being affected, and we don't often hear about how severe these events are that are happening to them. About that time, I was first introduced to the term climate refugee. This is a village of fishermen, and so now they're building new houses back 3/4 of a mile from the oceanfront where they've lived their whole lives and don't even know if that's far enough. We've always had floods. We've always had wildfires, of course. So we have to be careful about how we attribute a single event to climate change. But the frequency and severity are such that people in rural areas and along seacoast palpably feel it and know that it's different. And as one Inuit friend said, the world is moving faster now. We feel these changes coming upon us more and more. My calling, my work is, my avocation is, my vocation is working on issues of climate change and the protection of nature for the benefit of poor communities. And I really don't have much fear anymore. I really have faith that each of us as humans, no matter what our disabilities are and no matter what our education level is, we have the possibility and the mandate to generate positive change in the world, and we have the talents to do so. And each of us has a different gift and a different kind of weirdness. And I, in my own weird little way, I try to do what I can while I'm still alive on this earth before they roll me downhill and compost me.